Farmers continue to monitor U.S.-China trade discussions with the hope an agreement can be reached soon. NDSU Extension crops economist Frayne Olson says if farmers need to start thinking about moving soybeans, they should prioritize moving the higher moisture grain first and sit tight for a few more weeks.
I do think we'll get an agreement. The probabilities are very high. Obviously, politics, things can happen. You just never know. But is it worth the gamble? From my perspective, I think it is. So to hang on for a few more weeks, just wait to see how this trade agreement comes together, I think would be good. For the beans that are low moisture, that you have some flexibility on, I do think also that if you can have it, if we do get a spark in the market, try and take advantage and lock in the futures price. Work with your elevator, work with a broker, but lock in the futures price, because if we get a deal and the Chinese do start to buy more beans, we'll start to see the local basis levels get better. And obviously, if you can, you want to try and capture that. So lock in the futures market, let the basis float, and look for better basis levels later on.
Olson reflects on the last 6 months.
Biggest surprise to me was, number one, how fast the cash market was able to find a plan B, which is a good thing. Number two, that, you know, in general, farmers did listen very carefully, not necessarily to what I was saying, but at least to what their elevator was saying, and saying, look, park the beans, find a home for those, let's focus on corn, and we'll deal with the beans later. Well, later has appeared. So now we've got to deal with the beans.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.